With all these streaming services, film snobs have to be in seventh heaven, right? Right? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Molly Wood. It's Oscar season, a time when we celebrate the history of film. But what if you want to actually sit down and watch some classics? That was the selling point of one streaming service, Filmstruck, that AT&T recently shuttered. Filmstruck showcased directors like Fellini, Kurosawa, Kubrick. It was the darling of cinephiles for the 2 years it existed. Given that streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon seem to be focused on making their own original content, could the golden age of streaming actually mean that film history falls through the cracks? Anne Hornaday is senior film critic for The Washington Post. She has high-level thoughts on the death of Filmstruck and the future of classic film. She says Filmstruck never released its subscriber numbers. Her best educated guess is about 100,000. Compared to about 140 million Netflix subscribers, that's tiny. But Hornaday says the fan base for classic or indie films has value beyond sheer size.
It's a highly engaged audience. It's a very loyal audience. I mean, they have value. So whether the movies themselves, quote unquote, don't have monetary value, I would maintain that they do have value, you know, in terms of the people who watch them and what they are willing to pay to watch them.
And it's not just everyday viewers, but also filmmakers who care about access to a rich array of film history.
The day after Filmstruck announced it was closing, I happened to spend time with Barry Jenkins, who won the Oscar a few years ago. His movie Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture. He's just out this year with an exquisite movie called If Beale Street Could Talk. He is an ecstatic student of film. He's constantly reaching back into the canon, into the history of the medium, to enlarge and elaborate on his own emerging vocabulary and language. And so for someone like him, he was crestfallen that it was going away because, you know, when you talk about people like Barry Jenkins or Paul Thomas Anderson or Guillermo del Toro, all of whom came out very, very vociferously to support the site, a resource like Filmstruck helps these emerging artists to find their voice. And then it's also educating all of us viewers in terms of what they're doing. I think it was short-sighted of Warner Brothers and their corporate overlord, AT&T, not to kind of see the value in that.
As the new streaming giants court the best in the business to make their original content, Hornaday says showing support for the canon of great film could be a hook.
I think that's what Netflix has proven this year. So aggressively going after people like Alfonso Cuarón and spending so much on the Oscar campaign for his movie. For people like Martin Scorsese. Well, these are film lovers. And I mean, I think as they're trying to impress these auteurs and convince them to come with them because they love art and they love auteurism, a show of good faith would be to express your support of this archival legacy work. I mean, I think that could really sway somebody.
She says despite the demise of Filmstruck, there are other ways to stream vintage movies, art house, and cult films and other non-mainstream cinema. There's a subscription service Fandor, also Canopy with a K, available with your public library card, and the Library of Congress, loc.gov. Now, I gotta admit, I'm not a major film buff, so I asked Hornaday for suggestions on what to watch, something that's not a superhero movie. She suggested not a film, but a TV show on Stars, and I kind of freaked out.
Can I tell you what I'm obsessed with? It's completely un... It's not even... The one I'm obsessed with, speaking of Stars, is Counterpart.
I'm totally caught up on Counterpart. Binged it this last week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm beside myself. It's so good.
Yeah. Turns out, I have pretty good taste. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.